Hello.
Hi, is this Karen?
Yeah, this is Karen.
Hey, Karen, this is Reuben at Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah.
So I've got your file loaded up, and I wanted to take a few minutes discussing what I think is possible. I know you had some questions on interest rates, terms, and I wanted to do that before we get your file officially processed so some realistic expectations can be met. Is now an okay time?
Yeah, this is fine.
Perfect, perfect. So I got the bank statements from you, and don't take anything I say like as me beating you up. I'm just trying to understand the transaction for our underwriters. There's really no liquidity in the bank account. Is that your only bank account, or do you guys have other bank accounts? Because there's only a few hundred dollars in there.
I have another bank account, but it's not the business account. It's my, like, personal account.
Okay.
And
how long have you got that? How much is in that account?
Probably about $10,000 to $15,000. Not a whole lot because I've been spending a lot buying some equipment and doing work in the building.
Okay. And how much money have you guys put into, say, the business to get this started?
I've already put in probably really the franchise fees, all the other fees that we paid, the lease fees on the building. I've really invested about $90,000.
All right, so you basically spent a tremendous amount of money, and this is kind of the final step. Is that accurate?
Yeah, this is the final step, and this is just a few pieces. And actually, I know that we have to go with the terms and stuff like that, but after we open, this can actually be paid off within, I'm going to tell you, 60 days. It's just a matter of us getting actually started, and even if I could have bid, I don't want to say a hard money loan, but a loan for like 60 to 90 days, we could actually pay it off with the business once the business starts. We will be able to.
Gotcha. So let me give you kind of some feedback.
I pulled my credit report, so I've taken a lot of hits. I see a lot of pulls for 25, and I saw that there were some late fees showing on my mortgage, and then I called them. Sent them a letter because there should be no late from the mortgage and those other three little small collection bills. Those were, I guess, my friends because I was on, they were on my insurance or I was on their insurance, however it went. But I realized it was a small couple of things, a Sprint bill or something that my nephew had. So I do realize about $900 in collections out there that I can take care of by tomorrow. But go ahead. I'm listening.
Hold on. All right, so here's kind of my thoughts, and I like to, and I know what I kind of know my industry. Just, you know, I'm part of the buying group that your vendor's part of. I've worked with restaurant owners my entire professional career, and I actually am very proud that a lot of the customers that I work with have worked with me multiple times. There's a gentleman who I'm actually doing his eighth loan right now, and he's been with me for a year and a half. He has multiple businesses. Part of the thing about financing is there's some preconceived notions that are patently false, and there's way too much salesmanship in the industry. And so what I like to do is tell customers what's available, what I can do for them, what the industry can do for them, and then kind of take it from there. So here's my first issue. So Sajid, he owned another place, but one of these places, but he sold it. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. And he sold it how many months ago?
It's been about 7 months ago. He was in it with his brother. He and his brother owned it together, and so his brother wanted to sell out, so they ended up selling the business, so that's why he doesn't have it anymore, but they had it for maybe about 9 years.
Okay. So, and how much does this equipment cost that you guys are looking at?
I'm looking at about $25,000 max.
Okay.
And that's just to complete it, but you got to keep in mind that I've already purchased probably about $750,000 in equipment with some other parts and furniture and other things as well.
Okay. So, and do you know anything about Shajid's financial condition? Do you know how much cash he has on hand?
No, I really don't. Maybe about $10,000, I'm going to say.
Okay.
Maybe so, five. I'm kind of rough guess.
So let me give you what I think I can do for you based on the information provided. So here are the challenges. This is a brand new business. It's a startup. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that startup businesses, even those that are franchises, often go out of business. And it's not something me telling you something you haven't heard before. You're putting a lot of your capital into this business, but at the end of the day, there is risk involved. Now, I can't comment on his credit because I haven't spoken to him yet. And, you know, people are sensitive about that. But your credit score right now, I basically, there's programs that I have where if the credit's below or above or below a 700 credit score for a startup. Now, are you aware of your credit score or no?
I've taken big hits on it in the last, like, 90 days. I don't know what all the pools are about, but I did see the mortgage slates on there the other day. When I had it pulled to take a look at it, so I've taken almost 100-point hit on my credit report, and I don't know what happened with the mortgage thing. It showed, I don't know if it's this year or last year, but either way it goes, I wrote them a letter to the student so that they can get that corrected because I've never been late with the mortgage payment, but I think too much credit, too recent or something, I don't know. Go ahead, you can tell me what.
Yeah, so your score is a 577 right now. And
okay, so it's dropped even more.
So here's my thought process, and I have to, I'm a relationship manager with your vendor, and so I have to be very clear with you in expectations, because if I'm not, people kind of sometimes lose their cool and because they feel like they're not guided. So we're in a difficult position right now because this is a startup combined with lower high-risk credit and a real lack of liquidity. I wish I could go back to 6 months ago and say, hey, look, your credit score is probably above a 700. Hey, you've got $50,000. And I wish I lived in a world where customers applied for financing prior to them needing the money. But my experience is a lot of customers come into me, they all come to us as the last stop and say, hey, look, now we need the financing, but the money's already kind of spent. We have no ability to take advantage of a customer. We want to give them fair terms and what's realistic for them. Here's my thought process on your file. There is the file I quoted you with 20% down. If you want to get me some personal bank statements, I'll try for that. But I don't think that's really going to be a possibility because they pretty much have a hard line at a 700 credit score. I have a program that I believe you could qualify for. It covers about $15,000 of equipment plus taxes. I would like to give you this approval and then potentially give you more funding. I want to give you an idea of what these terms look like because it's going to be really expensive. It accomplishes a goal, but this is going to be expensive funding because of the risk, okay? So I want to give you an idea of what this would look like on, say, a 2 and 3 year term.
Okay, go ahead.
So now, and your file is not approved, just so you know, but this is just an idea that I have based on my experience. How this would be underwritten is, it wouldn't be a finance agreement, it'd be a lease with option to own, which means that you lease the equipment, at the end you do have a purchase option out of it. It's not a huge equipment cost, so it's not like, you know, it's not like you're financing a $50,000 truck. I do also notice, you mentioned that Venn Lease, they did approve your file back several months ago, correct?
Yes.
And I think my guess is this, and just hopefully you appreciate the frankness. My guess is that when VenLease pulled your credit, you don't have bad credit, by the way. I can look at your credit, and unfortunately, those recent mortgage rates, it's not really the inquiries, the recent mortgage rates are killing you. They revised how credit was reported. Years ago, and now recent rates are really, really a huge issue. So here's my thought process. If we looked at $15,000, mm-hmm. Hold on 1 second. Give me a second. I'm a manager here, and everyone's messaging me nonstop. Okay. So here's my kind of thought process. I can offer you a 24 or 36 month term with an option to buy at the end. And I think you're looking at payments on, say, a 2-year term of about $1,000 a month, $1,032. And if you wanted to say, let me make sure that data is correct. No, I'm sorry, $1,095. And if you want to look at a 36 month term, you're probably looking at probably about $840 a month. We do have some programs where you can pay it off within a year. I'm passionately against those programs, and I'll tell you why. Is my land clear, by the way? It's going kind of in and out. You're kind of crackly.
Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
I have no incentive. If you get approved for this program and you want to do 12 months, fine, do it. But from my experience, I've worked with thousands of business owners who all tell me that they're going to pay off this funding early. And within 3 to 6 months, they call us and they say, hey, look, we are having some short-term capital issues, and they need to refinance. It gets messy. Some of them default. And so my kind of fair warning to customers is, I'm not here to run your business. I'm not a financial advisor. But from my experience, I've had very, very few customers who have dwelled 12-month terms unless they're a well-established business that is expecting a tremendous amount of cash. Many of the business owners that I work with, especially on the restaurant and retail side, but especially restaurants, their hardest years are their first 18 to 24 months. But those would be some terms available for startup financing for $15,000. That program caps at $15,000. I do have the other program that I will submit you for once I get the bank statements to go over the other file. That gives you a starting point. My hope is that I can actually get you a better approval because I'm using Shajid's experience and his history with the business. One question I do have for you is, when he sold his business and he started this next one, he just has a gap in operations. Do you know the name of the corporation of his other business?
It was under Philly Connection as well.
It was under what?
Philly Connection.
No, do you know like the name of the company, the corporation? You have a corporation?
I don't know the name of that. I'm sorry.
No reason to be sorry. It's okay. You don't know. It's fine saying you don't know. If you can get me the name of that, the reason is I could look at that business for a reference and see if there's any business credit history. But my idea here is to kind of give you a worst case scenario and work backwards and make sure you'd be comfortable with these terms before we approve the file.
Okay. I would tell you I would love to do that, but I think that his brother kind of did everything. I can tell you the name of the corporation and use that as a reference, which is not a problem to do. But at the same time, I would tell you to go ahead and look at my worst case scenario and see if you can go ahead and get me approved for that. And let's move on with it.
Okay. You'd be comfortable with those terms?
Yeah. I mean, I would have to be okay with the 24-month term. And I think the 36 only spreads it out just a little bit longer.
And just to confirm, it's a lease with option to own at the end. And I think the reality is, and the way that I see this program is the following. We're not talking about $150,000, because when you're talking about a large amount of money, that's when things can get really out of control. My thought process is here, solve your initial problem, get you the equipment you need, and then as you develop a relationship with us, you know, are you ultimately trying to open multiple locations or no?
No, just this location and maybe another location sometime next year, but let me see how this one goes first. Give me at least 6 months to a year on this one before we open the second location.
Okay.
But I do have in mind somewhere for the second location, but I want to give myself at least 6 months to a year to see how this one is going to do, although I am saying I feel like it's going to do fairly well, but everything does fairly well within the first 3 to 4 months, and I understand the logistics behind everything, and I've ran the numbers several times. That's worst case scenario, but still in all, I have to be reasonable with myself as well in what you're expecting to do and, you know, best in worst case scenario like you're giving me. At the same time, it'll give me a chance to straighten out the things that I have on my credit report and move forward. and build myself and clean myself up. Because if you want to do a second location, then I need to take this time and strengthen myself as well. So I would just go ahead and run it, ask you to run it the way that you have explained it to me. Do it that way so that at least I could work on getting that equipment in by next week so that I can look to get the store open ASAP.
Gotcha. So can you give me a favor? Can you get me at least your last 4 months? Can you get me the last 4 months of bank statements for yourself personally and potentially for your partner? And I'm going to get all of this submitted in.
Okay, I may not be able to get his bank statements. I'm not sure if he wants to turn them over like that. So,
if not, just let me know. Just let me know, and I'll do the best I can.
Okay, I can email you mine shortly here, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.